Peter Peters is on the line. Zorb, good morning.
Morning, Raymond. Morning, Bulldog. I wouldn't be squatting too much about poor old Bulldogs. Man United, last of 20 teams in the EPL. I didn't think we'd ever see that day, even after just two rounds. But, Ray, what about your side? You follow, for our listeners, Ray follows three teams.
Here we go.
Parramatta.
Oh, I don't Parramatta, but...
Both failed to score at the weekend so far, and St George. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Dragons go today against the Raiders down at GIO, but not a good weekend for you, Raymond.
Well, I don't know if you follow the AFL closely, Zor, but I'm a big Carlton supporter, and they were in front till 11 seconds to go, needed to hang on to make the finals, and Melbourne have kicked the winning goal, the last kick of the game virtually. So Carlton need to win next week to make the final. So it hasn't been a good weekend so far.
Today. We can wipe the Dragons out today on that form.
Yeah, well, the way they're going. Well, just on that game, Raiders at home, they've got a bit to play for, and they've got no coach, though, Zorb.
No, Ricky on the sideline. He might be up, he might blow the big horn today.
Is he allowed to go to the ground?
No. No, he's barred from everything. Ridiculous. Can't make any contact.
They know if he's at the ground.
Yeah, it's an honour system, Zorb. They've said basically, these are your stipulations, these are the rules. You cannot do this, 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 and this. And if he does choose to break those rules, obviously there would be further punishment. He's not that silly, Sticky. He'll stay away.
Yeah. I think the NRL, this is highlighting that the NRL is now completely run by people that have no real feel for the game. Look, he did the wrong thing. He apologised. It was a horrible thing to say. And, you know, there are reasons why he said it, which we'll never know. But I think it's, you know, to ban the man from going to the ground, who would care if he set up the back row of the grandstand high up and watched the game? I just think that political correctness has taken over our game. There's a lot of... I've spent a week, actually, with some great administrators like John Quayle and Ken Arthurson and Colin Love, who, you know, led the game when it's at its highest, and there's a lot of things in the game they don't like now, and one of it's the six agains, and they maintain that that the referees can really control the game, and that's not right. So it's a lot of things that we need to fix up in our great game at the moment.
You also spent some time, Zorb, with the great George Piggins and a bit of time with Greg Hartley and Singo. Run us through your lunch. I'm sure it would be fascinating to hear the tales being told.
Yeah, it was wonderful to see the South legend out and about this week and enjoying a great lunch at John Singleton's top class restaurant Saddles at Mount White. Singo, as always, was the perfect host, but I can report to South's army of supporters that their great favourite, their favourite son, is strong and healthy despite a significant memory loss. He's in great hands. I couldn't believe the way that his mates fussed over him. Friends like Norm Ripson, the great crime reporter from yesteryear, looking after him. You know, George walked around the table, sat around with everybody at the table, and it was just wonderful to see him looking so strong and enjoying himself. The great boxing trainer, Johnny Lewis, was there, four-time grand final referee, Greg Hartley, ex-Newtown Jets players Barry Wood and Cole Murphy, who were great mates of John Singleton, the former champion boxer Sharky Raymond was there, and so were, you know, South doctors and officials from the club and great supporters from the club. It was nice, and the push for a statue of George Piggins to be placed outside Redfern Oval is on in earnest, I can tell you, and let's hope that happens in the near future. But wonderful day.
Yeah, would have liked. I'd been a fly on the wall at that lunch. It would have been great. Hey Zorb, we'll get back to the football. Can I ask you about Cronulla? I asked Dino earlier his opinion. Are you a believer now?
Look, I want to say this about them. They are the silent attackers, aren't they? I mean, games against Manly, Canterbury and Newcastle to end the premiership rounds, the Sharks can go into the final series quite easily with three more wins, with a stunning 11 wins from their last 12 games. I mean, that is as good as it gets. The Sharks are now looking a lock-in for a top four spot in what has been a tremendous season for the club. Congratulations to them. What a first-season performance for coach Craig Fitzgibbon. We all knew Fitzy would succeed, but equal second after 22 rounds is simply incredible. He's my runaway coach of the year. I don't care what happens now ahead of Todd Payton and Jason Demetrio. Payton's lifted the Cowboys from the bottom of the table to near the top. Well, I feel Demetrio is timing South's charge perfectly. He seems unflappable. His players obviously play for him. They like him and they like what he does in terms of tactics. And I think what he's done with South Sydney this year after he was on a hiding to nothing after making the grand final last year, he finally gets his chance after a long apprenticeship. And he's done great things too. I think he's got more to give. I think Souths are coming home very strongly. And if they make the top four, then they could easily go to the grand final again. It could be a replay of last year. I think this is the time, well, I know this is the time, when the stars start to shine, September, and they really come into it for the big end of season. And the elite players who can win a club, a premiership, they really come out to play. And no surprise to see superstars like Cameron Munster, Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker really shine. And, of course, the hardened big men like Jared Warrior, Hargraves, Nelson Asofa, Solomona, they go up another gear. The Storm and Souths kept top eight teams, Penrith and Parramatta, to zero, as we spoke about earlier. And they were impressive performances. Penrith will count the days until they get their stars like Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai and Dylan Edwards back. And they've got enough points to finish at number one. And the injury timeout they now have for their stars may end up being a blessing next month. Arch rival Souths and the Roosters are shaping like teams who can make some noise from the back end of the eight if they have to.
Zorb, it would appear unlikely, but can your Manly boys string four wins together and sneak in?
In a word, no. I don't think they're capable of doing that. They've lost too many games, close games this year. Games that they should have won, where they had match-winning leads. I recall both games against Parramatta, one against the Cowboys. I consider that an unlosable game, but they lost it. Their fitness has to be a big question mark about them, and they sort of die at the back end of games. So I would think that that's something that the Manly board would have to look at. Interesting this week, I didn't find it surprising that Manly won't budge on Coach Des Hasler's contract. The revelation on Friday that 2023 may be Des's last at Manly isn't a shock. It was reported that Hasler had to make a top eight spot to trigger an automatic extension into 2024. Well, that's wrong. The story's right about the board not reacting to it, but my information, and it's right, that Hasler had to have Manly as high as sixth to gain the extension. So okay. It was automatic if they came sixth or better. Anything under that would be negotiable. The Manly board didn't consider the issue of the rainbow jersey and subsequent refusal of seven players to miss a vital match against the Roosters as an excuse big enough for the club's drop from top four to a current 10th and heading south.
Tom Turbo, you can't replace him though, can you? That's where Manly's season really started to derail, so to speak, Saul. But injuries, that's part of the game. Hey, Saul, two games to complete this weekend's round. We spoke earlier about the Canberra-St George Illawarra game. That's the 2 o'clock game. Gold Coast take on the Seagulls at 4:05pm. We'll start at the nation's capital. Head-to-head, Canberra $1.48. The Dragons are $2.65, Saul.
Yeah, I like the Raiders today. I think they'll play for their coach. They love him, and he's the heart and soul of the green machine. And the best way for them to react to what's happened to their coach this week is to go hard today and to knock the Dragons out of any hope they've got of making the top eight. Yeah, I'm going for the Raiders to win that one.
And Gold Coast versus Manly?
Yeah, it'll be a tough game. Always is for Manly up on the Gold Coast. I I'm hearing that Kieran Foran may not play. If he doesn't play, then Josh Schuster is the forgotten player at Manly, and he would come in and play only his second game ever at 5'8 in the top grade. So that'll be interesting to see if that happens today. Titans have been a major disappointment, and if Foran does play today, he'll be putting on show what the Titans will get next season when he joins them for the final 2 years of his great career.
Exactly. Just quickly, Gold Coast are $2.60, Seagulls $1.50 head-to-head in that game. Hey, Zorb, just looking ahead to next week, a couple of blockbusters on Thursday night, South versus Penrith. Head-to-head early doors at the moment. The Rabbitohs are $1.65. Penrith are at $2.25. And then on Friday night, another blockbuster, Brisbane versus Melbourne, $2.40. Brisbane, the Storm are $1.58 head-to-head. Early thoughts on those two huge games next weekend?
Yeah, I think they're both specials in this game. South Sydney on fire, Penrith away from home, without almost their entire spine. They'll just bide their time, Penrith, now. I'm not saying they're not going to go out and try hard. They will. Every team does. But I just don't think they've got the class that they need to beat a South Sydney side, which I mentioned earlier, are coming home strongly. South to win that one and win it clearly. And on Friday night, I think the Melbourne Storm, even though they're playing at the Broncos' home ground, I thought the Broncos were going better a month ago than they're going now. I don't think they've timed their run all that well. I'm going to go for the Storm. Munster. He was a monster the other night.
He carved up Penrith. Hey, Zorb, as always, fantastic update on the world of NRL. Really appreciate it, mate, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, Zorb.
Okay, mate. Well, I hope your Dragons do something for you for what has been a lost weekend for you.
I'm due for a change of luck, yeah. Hey, good on you, Zorb.
He'll bounce back.